Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I'm delighted to have a couple of guests in the studio today. UNCW Presents and UNCW Office of Cultural Arts are hosting Compagnie de Danse Jean-René Delsoy, and Jean-René Delsoy himself, who is the artistic director of the company, is here, and also Mario Lamothe, who is the tour manager for the company and for Center Stage that has brought them here. They're both in the studio with me. So, gentlemen, good afternoon, and thank you for being here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us here.
Absolutely. Let's talk, first of all, about the company, when it started and who is in it.
I started this project about 6 years ago, in 2006. I call it our dance project. It was our dance project. And then after our first season, we decided to keep on doing it. And then I have a few dancers who came to me. They were coming from all over Port-au-Prince. They were dancers. They were hip-hop dancers, traditional dancers. So I gave them a chance to come to the school and be trained. And they were doing both at the same time, being an apprentice in the company in the morning and then taking classes in the afternoon.
Are there a certain number of core dancers who are in the company that are part of that permanent company? Or at least the company right now?
No, we five. There are only five dancers here. But normally there are eight dancers in the company. Five musicians, eight dancers. For the Center Stage 2, we only about three musicians and five dancers. Yeah.
All right. Talk about the style of dance and the origins of dance, maybe even about some of the spiritual influences and cultural influences.
As I mentioned today at the UNCW, it's great to be in a country like Haiti because it's a great source of inspiration. Every day you're seeing things, beautiful scene in the street. And then I believe that my work is related to that. I created pieces from what I've seen, from the roots, from everything. So actually, one of the pieces that I'm going to, that the company will perform at Kinan Theatre on Friday night, it's called Trilogy. Trilogy, for me, it's a piece that's called about, it's a ritual to honor our ancestors. It's people who get together to go bathe themselves in the mud, to be luckier in life, to get things done. So that's what it is.
So there's some tradition and some history there, but there's also a real reflection of what daily life is like.
In Haiti, actually.
Yeah, so yes. The people on the street inspire you for your choreography.
Exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's talk a minute with Mario. Mario, what is the Center Stage program, and which is bringing this troupe to town?
Sure. Center Stage is a public diplomacy initiative of the U.S. Department of State, its Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. And it's administered by the New England Foundation for the Arts and Lisa Booth Management. And what it does, we selected three countries this year. It's in its inaugural year. We have Haiti, Indonesia, and Pakistan. And out of those three countries, 10 companies were brought to the U.S. And it's an exchange program where those artists, a cultural exchange, where those artists would get to know Americans and Americans would get to know them, but in a very artistic and cultural way.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I understand that your residency here, that's an international artist in residence at UNCW this
Absolutely.
Week. And it's also part of a global focus called Haiti, a mm-hmm. campus-wide exploration of culture, history, and influence of Haiti. So that's great.
Right. With UNCW, and thanks to the university for bringing us and its arts program for bringing us, the first thing we did, we had a lovely alumni reception on Sunday when we first came, an oyster roast. I think many of the company members never experienced that, and I'm sure, you know, for their taste buds, it was a different feel altogether.
I'm sure.
Yesterday, we spent the day at Camp Lejeune, a military base, and where Jean-René Delsoy taught, his dancers, they taught class for the military personnel, families. We had about 25 people there, kids and adults. This morning, for example, we went into a classroom at UNCW to talk about patient culture, arts, literature, dance, how they come together. Mm. And then, you know, we'll go to Virgo Middle School later on. master classes tomorrow at the university, school performances on Thursday, and the final performance Friday night at 8 at Keenan Auditorium. So it's the kind of activities we do as part of the Center Stage program.
I have a number of friends that have traveled to Haiti in the last few years to help out with disaster relief. And and one of the dominant impressions they brought back was the beauty of the people and right. the spirit of the people. They said in the middle of all this destruction, people were singing and dancing and being very loving and very, very full of spirit and full of life.
Yeah, you can say that Haitians are very resilient. I think it's a great quality, and sometimes I wonder if there should be more than resilience, because they can weather anything. They've done it. They've been doing it for so many, more than 250 years, 200 and some years. But throughout our hardships, there is the beauty of life and the beauty of our culture, our music, our dance, our literature, or whatever, yes. Our lives. That's what get us through. That's what get Haitians through.
It would be great for the hardships to be over.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, let's talk a little bit about your home in Haiti, where you live. And I know you have also spent a lot of time there, Mario. Mm-hmm. So, Jean-René, where is the company located and where do you live?
The company is located in Pétionville, a suburb from Port-au-Prince, and I live upstairs. That's very convenient for me. So sometimes I say to the people, it only takes me 30 seconds to go to the dance studio, don't you worry. So it's a house that I rented for the school first, and then I decided to leave the other house that I lived in and to be able to concentrate myself on my work. So at the back of the house, there's a little amphitheater, I can say. That's where Courtney came and see the company doing a little like them for Center Stage. And I did a program there too for 2 years called Dance Thursday. So once a month on a Thursday at 7 o'clock, people will come and see a performance, and then we'll talk about dance, about the choreographies and stuff like that. So
wonderful. Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Jean-René Delsoy. He is the artistic director of Compagnie de Danse Jean-René Delsoy, based in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And also with him, Mario Lamothe, who is the tour manager for the company and for Center Stage, which has brought the company here to UNCW for a week-long residency, not only at the university, but in some of the schools here and at Camp Lejeune. And now let's talk a little bit more in the 3 or 4 minutes we have left about the things that are still going on this week. You have a community drum circle and dance demonstration tomorrow. Talk about that a little bit.
We're inviting, I think this will feature the musicians, the traditional drums of Haiti. And we're asking, I guess, everybody to bring whatever they can bang on, they can drum with. We met this this French gentleman who said, I have a bagpipe. Can I bring it? It's like, bring it, But I think it's a way to get the UNC community, but also the Wilmington community involved, and to come and just share in the music. Great. And we did that Sunday, actually, when we came. We went to Satellite and to listen to some bluegrass music, and the musicians played there as well. So it's that kind of sort of informal exchange that Center Stage is trying to put forward.
So you just come to a town and look around and see
absolutely.
Where you could make a connection.
Absolutely. Yeah. It'll bring a little warmth into the cold Wilmington air.
Yes, and one of the ladies said to me, I was about to leave. This is wonderful because it's the same music that I hear every time I come here. But tonight is a little bit different. I was about to leave. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I was at a workshop many years ago up in Vermont, and it was a workshop on clowning and mime and performance. But down the hall was a West African dance troupe that was teaching. And we just abandoned our classroom and just ran down the hall. Our teachers, too, and said, forget this. And we just ran down the hall, and we all danced and jumped up and down for hours. It was wonderful.
So
there's something very infectious and beautiful. Now, that dance circle and dance demonstration and a drum circle, I should say, is tomorrow from noon to 1 at UNCW's outdoor amphitheater. And then there's school performances on Thursday for school children. And then on Friday night is your final performance and reception at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. If you could just take a minute and talk about what people can expect at that performance on Friday.
I did choose a program that's very diverse, I can say. It's going to be 4 pieces for the entire evening, starting with Divinely Guided, a piece that I create for two male dancers. It's a piece that, you know, you feel like two person, they were like channeled by a force beyond their comprehension. And then there's a Garçon Solide, which is a solo that I created about a few years ago in 2007 that I want to experience in North Carolina. And then after that, we have Trilogy. That's a piece that I just called, that I just mentioned earlier about the male dancers beating themselves in mud to get things done in life. And then the fourth piece is Jump Passion, which is a passion for this instrument, and which is the center of our music in Haiti. And we dance around it. We dance in it. On it, it comes from a great passage of a writer in Haiti called Jacques Stephen Alexis. So he talks about jumps in Haiti, or jumps speak at night. So
wonderful.
And I think one of the things about this program, but Cinema Street as well, is that Haiti, Pakistan, Indonesia, we have certain ideas and images about those countries. But here with this company, for example, you see images that you're used to. You're like, oh. But in a very different way, or images like, I never thought about Haiti this way. Contemporary dance in Haiti, you think about Haiti a certain way. So there's variety. You see some things you may have known about, but done differently, and other things you never thought about, you know. So it's a range, and that's what the program is about.
Oh, that's terrific. The Compagnie de Danse Jean-René Delsoin, performing on Friday night at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. The box office phone number is 962-3500, or you can go to uncw.edu/arts. Ticket prices vary, but they're affordable and wonderful. It's a performance and reception Friday night at 8. You've been listening to Jean-René Delsoin and also Mario Lamothe of the company. I'm Jamila Erickson. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You've been great.
Wonderful.